The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. Second hour of the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stattmiller, with you on this ninth day of September 2020. And, oh, when the bow breaks. Presentation done by Pam Popper. Her website, wellnessforumhealth.com. She's reporting on this huge lawsuit against Emperor DeWine, as she has put on her YouTube video. And they haven't pulled this one down.
Every week from now on, I am doing conference calls for Make Americans Free Again. So check the schedule. Thursday, September 10th, Sunday, September 13th, Tuesday, September 15th, Sunday, September 20th. I'm trying to do one daytime call and then a Sunday night call because I know everybody has crazy schedules and trying to accommodate everybody. So you can go to makeamericansfreeagain.com and check on the website for the conference call times. One thing that I'll remind everybody of is we cannot provide links and answer questions about sources. As I've mentioned, a lot of the information that I share on these YouTube videos, some of it is pretty stable, but a lot of it changes. And so spending a lot of time posting links and all that sort of thing so that something can change by next week and that link isn't available anymore is just really not a good investment of our time. So you can do research on your own. You guys will be shocked at how easy it is to find things if you just invest a little bit of time. And once you get the hang of it, you'll get hooked on finding information. In the newsletter, we always have written information, most of the time fully referenced, and a lot of times we include things in the newsletter that we can't really talk about on YouTube, if you know what I mean. So one last thing I'll mention, and then I'll tell you about some other things coming up, or two things I want to mention. Fall semester is starting next week, and so we're offering chemistry, plant-based nutrition and health, and meal planning, which are part of the Nutrition Educator Program. The Diet and Lifestyle course has already started, but we do take the session, so if you decided that you wanted to start, you could make up last week's classes. And then Cancer 201,
okay,
Alternative
Pam, get to the huge news here, Pam.
This started out as a four-class series. It's probably going to end up being 8 or 10 classes. We're not going to change the price of it at this time.
I didn't
time.
Have the heart to
But there's so much to cover.
Unplug her commercial
cover
for
it.
Our
of
site.
Of course, so. I'm not going to, so we're just going to meet at noon on Wednesday, a whole lot of Wednesdays between now and the end of the year, and we'll just keep talking about it until we exhaust all the clinics and the supplements and all the things to talk about in the alternative cancer treatment business. So those are some things that are coming up. And then if you live in Central Ohio, we are doing wonderful sessions here on Tuesday nights again at 6. We have a new dietitian, Nate Justice, who's teaching cooking classes. Most of them are either cooking classes or okay. potlucks or food oriented. I mean, we're all foodies here. We know you guys are too. So if you want to join us on Tuesday night, do call and make a reservation, because if we're teaching a cooking class, we have to know how many people and all that. But
I already said I didn't have the chance to go in and look at this before I played it. My apologies.
People in the same room, we need to have more of that. All right.
There we go.
So I've been working on with a wonderful group of people led by Jason Hedges here in Ohio, called Stand Up Ohio. and an attorney by the name of Tom Renz, Peter Bragan, Sherry Tenpenny, a lot of very, very wonderful credentialed people, Tammy Clark, the woman who did the OSHA videos on masks. All of us have been working on this lawsuit, which we filed last week on Monday night. And so I have the complaint, just to let you know, it's all here. I'm going to share pieces of it with you today. The whole complaint is 50-some pages long, 56 pages long. It's posted on MakeAmericansFreeAgain.com under legal. But there are 657 pages of supporting documents from the experts in addition to this. So we're submitting over 700 pages of documents to the court. In Ohio. It's filed in a federal court, and it is the plaintiffs against the state of Ohio, Governor Mike DeWine, the emperor himself, and the head of the Department of Health, the interim head of the Department of Health, Lance Himes, who is not a physician, by the way. He is an attorney. So the Department of Health is being led by a physician instead of a health professional. This is just, it gets better here every week, right? So we've taken a totally different legal approach to this, and I'm sure all of you are going to want to hear from the attorney, and we're working on a plan to make him available to appear on my YouTube channel, to make him available for a couple of events here at our center so people locally could come to see him, and to maybe do a couple of teleconference calls and that sort of thing, because he's a brilliant, brilliant legal mind, one of the smartest I've ever met in my life, and I've worked with a lot of attorneys. So the approach that this lawsuit takes is it basically, through 700 pages of material, says that the state of Ohio is lying and there is not an emergency. And we make a pretty good case about all that. So the difference between this and a lot of the lawsuits that are being filed all over the country is that people are alleging that their civil rights are being violated. That's true. Their constitutional rights are being violated. That's true. They're arguing that the shutdowns and which businesses are closed are arbitrary. That's true. They're arguing all kinds of things that are true. But where the problem comes is when the other side comes into court and says, well, it's an emergency. We have to do what we have to do to save lives. And then the judge agrees, and then nothing happens. And some of you live in areas where this very disappointing outcome has actually taken place. The approach in this lawsuit, which is genius, and it's Tom's idea, is to instead approach this from the standpoint that there is no emergency. And here's 700 pages to prove it, which means that the other side can't come in and say, it's an emergency. They actually have to respond to the claim that there is not an emergency. So I think you can see the dilemma that the emperor and his minions have at this point in time, his little followers. So I'm going to share a little bit of this. I mean, you can read the whole complaint online. Some of you who aren't going to do that might just be curious as to a few of the things that are said in the complaint, which I think are very interesting. Talk about flattening the curve, right? Despite the substantial political noise made, the dreaded curve never happened. The emergency supplies or hospitals were simply not needed, and to our knowledge, all of them have been dismantled. This leads to the question, if the emergency was based on preventing our healthcare system from being unable to deal with the potential danger of COVID-19, why would we remove this additional capacity if there is still need for an emergency? Another critical point to make regarding the curve is the fact that it was clearly stated multiple times while making the case for the emergency declaration that COVID-19 could not be stopped. CDC and state experts said we could flatten the curve, but that the disease would continue to run through the population and we simply would have to learn to live with it. Given this fact, we ask the following. If the curve has been flattened enough to take down temporary hospitals and we have no alternative to live with it, why is there still a need for an emergency? We also ask, given these facts, how could we possibly argue that the continuation of this emergency be considered anything but arbitrary and capricious, let alone act as justification for the limitation of fundamental rights subject to strict scrutiny, see below. Then it takes on the issue of deaths, and I'll just read part of it to you. The reporting of deaths related to COVID-19 is so incredibly misleading that, as noted above, even the Supreme Court of the United States was misled. At the time of this writing, it's being claimed that there have been over 150,000 COVID-19 deaths in the United States. That is simply untrue. While we hope to develop a more accurate number through the discovery process, the number of deaths primarily caused from COVID-19 is likely less than 50,000 and has been estimated in scientific scientific studies to be closer to 20,000. And as you know, the Centers for Disease Control stated on its website last week or a couple of weeks ago that it was actually about 9,600. So that's a far cry from the 171,000, I think, that I saw the last time that I looked. This will seem like an incredible statement, Mr. Renz goes on. For anyone listening to the news, the key to understanding the statement is that the 150,000 number could be an accurate number of the people in the United States that have died with COVID-19, but instead has been presented as the number of people who have died from it. And then he goes on to talk about the changing criteria and that sort of thing that is... And he goes on to say, all of this has led to absurd results, with the entire count being thrown off further by epicenters for the disease, such as New York, putting the sick in nursing homes with others that are most at risk. And by the way, the Justice Department is opening an inquiry on that practice in New York, in Pennsylvania, in New Jersey, and in Michigan, where the governors there ordered practices that most likely led to the deaths of people in nursing homes. There's a section on impact, and I won't read it to you. I'm just going to tell you. It talks about impact on hospitals and patient care, the collapsing of the medical system because of lack of revenue, and also the fact that many people were unable to access care that was desperately needed. We had members, by the way, who were in that category, and I spoke about this in previous videos. Low impact on health, lower levels of physical and mental health, as well as weaker immune systems, substantial negative impacts on the well-being of mothers and children due to reductions in routine health services, mask mouth, mental health, a tremendous decline, impact on substance abuse, violence, deaths of despair, human trafficking, impacts on children, which I've talked a lot about, everything from economically disadvantaged families that are already food insecure being considerably worse off as a result of this. And one study, he does cite one study I think is important, that if the actions continue, there would be an additional 1.2 million child deaths and 56,700 maternal deaths around the world. Impacts on the economy, and then of course the policies related to nursing homes, including the fact that these patients were isolated. Another part, this is, you know, again, I'm not going to read this whole thing to you. I'm just giving you some of the some of the highlights of it. So some of this involves testing and cases, and the fact that tests were unreliable. He says, in fact, that you know, according to the Department of Health here in Ohio, a person who has a cough, whether they die or not, that person lives in any of a majority of the cities in the United States which have sustained ongoing community transmission of SARS-CoV-2, then they're counted as a case. And I've written about this, I've talked about this on YouTube, but he goes into a lot of detail about the cases. At this point, over 100 companies are manufacturing COVID-19 tests with approval from the FDA under emergency authorization. This means that the tests are not validated using the typical rigorous scientific methods. And I have some information to share with you from the New York Times a different day this week about the tests. So he goes into the tests, and then one of the things I think is very important, and this was an area in which Dr. Bragan contributed, I think his brief that's part of the 700 pages total is like 130 pages, manipulation, the psychological approach to state national public manipulation. A meta-analysis of fear appeals, implications for effective public health campaigns, predicting public support for public actions in a public health crisis. And he talks about the background in public health, actually planning for these kinds of things. And so he then goes through and he has a list, it's really extensive, of, remember, you might remember when this was going on in your state, the daily press briefings with the emperor or empress and the health health officials standing up and using the fear tactics. Our medical director is on video being asked about a public health initiative to supply Ohioans with a kit that includes masks. She's on video stating, I think some of these things are already out there, like they're out there for the flu, but do we listen when we're not afraid? I think that's some of the hardest thing about public health. Acknowledging fear is an important part. And then DeWine saying one day, with or without the test, the virus is here. It lives among us, and we must be at war with it. We're at war with a very dangerous, lethal enemy. Now remember, nationally, the deaths according to the CDC, strictly COVID alone, 9,600. Compare that to this language. In one prison dorm where we did widespread testing, 152 were positive for COVID-19, but 60 had no symptoms. That is why we must assume everyone out there is positive, said the Emperor DeWine. Dr. Amy Acton, this is a war. It's been a silent enemy all along. A pandemic does more than kill people. It disrupts civil society and supply chains. It can turn us against each other. Well, they turned us against each other. So pages of that kind of language documenting the fact that the state has ginned up fear unnecessarily so when you compare it with the actual data. A final summary of facts here. The bottom line is this: there is no emergency. The curve was never real. But even if there were aspects of it that were true, it had been flattened. This is clearly demonstrated by the fact that the temporary facilities were never used and subsequently dismantled. If we use Ohio's COVID dashboard numbers, there have been less than 4,000 deaths with COVID in 6 months. According to the CDC, in 2017, Ohio experienced 28,008 deaths from heart disease, 25,643 deaths from cancer, and 8,971 deaths from accidents, all without emergency declaration. After discovering this case, we believe that we will see an actual number of deaths in Ohio from COVID, as opposed to primarily being from comorbidities, of less than 1,000. As discussed above, tests are a meaningless measure of the danger of this disease, as is demonstrated by the removal and cessation of any steps to expand the number of hospital beds available, not demonstrative of any true risk. In fact, the truth about the disease came out early, before the state truly realized the importance of misleading people to instill fear, when Amy Acton stated, "Most people who will get it will get sick like the flu. Some people will never know they had it, just like there are people with the flu who never know they had it, or just soldier on and NyQuil up and kind of keep going." The testing for cases makes this even worse, given that there is not even a true standard for testing. Instead, we have numerous tests from numerous vendors that may or may not have similar standard for what it means to have COVID-19. The CDC, governor, and ODH know this, so they have allowed for the diagnosis of cases based on a meaningless criteria as a cough in a community in which COVID supposedly exists. Notice how he very cleverly includes the Centers for Disease Control in various parts of the complaint. So minimal is this disease that the governor, ODH, CDC, and other such organizations had to use psychology, specifically motivational theory, to scare people into action. This is because no rational person would do what public health cabal would ask them to do if the true facts were shared. Just brilliant legal argument. And I think I have just one more little piece here. While it is no longer discussed by the state, it bears noting that the premise behind the declaration of this emergency was flattening the curve. Even the CDC has stated that it would never be possible to stop COVID-19, and we simply needed to flatten the curve so our healthcare system was not overrun. Given that our constitutional rights are sacred in this nation, and they should have been only limited in the narrowest possible way to achieve the compelling governmental interest of preventing our healthcare system from being overrun, why have we dismantled the temporary emergency hospitals that were built when this started despite reopening? Why have we not been working frantically to expand our infrastructure so that these noble state executives could perform their constitutional duty to protect rather than destroy the rights of Ohioans and Americans in general? It appears Governor DeWine already gave his answer to this when he stated, "We all need to become accustomed to the new normal." We assume, based on his actions, this new normal to be a permanent state of emergency where the executive branch of Ohio simply places itself above the Constitution, the courts, and the state legislature. And do I have one more piece? Conclusion. The emergency declaration and subsequent actions taken by the state of Ohio are not and never have had an even a rational basis. The state has a duty to protect the rights of its citizens. When those rights must be abridged, they may only be abridged after meeting the proper level of review for any given right. Broad actions that wipe away all that it means to be an American can never be permitted, and such actions should never be taken again.
Ooh, thank you, Pam. Thank you, Pam Popper, for that presentation. Big lawsuit. I suspect many others are coming as well. More on this after the break. When the bow breaks, folks, and it is broken on them. Holy mackerel, Katie bar the door. Bill Gates on a stick. We'll be back.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Our listeners, Joanne, thank you for sending this over. And I had to check your email again. I wasn't quite sure what the intent of sending the email was, and I looked at this site, and this is to recall Texas Governor Greg Abbott. Now, they've got about 400 people signed up. I guess you got to get to 500 to make an official petition. But this is change.org. And I'm looking at this and I'm going, oh, somebody's trying to pull Abbott out of office. And then I start reading a little bit more. Well, as it turns out, change.org seems to be upset because, well, Greg Abbott has succumbed to the politicization of the science behind the pandemic and has chosen to create and enforce public health policy based on magical thinking and not science. Okay, so far, maybe so good. Until the next paragraph. Governor Abbott should have never reopened Texas. Thank you, change.org. You just told me who the hell you people are. Should have given mayors the power to make face masks mandatory and should have been the leader Texas needed instead of the one that national politicians wanted. I don't know exactly what that statement means. They go on to say our hospitals will break and the devastation to our communities will be incalculable if leaders like Governor Abbott are not removed from power. He needs to be removed, but not for those reasons. he needs to be removed because he went along with the scandemic. Not that he didn't do enough. Ooh, Mike, do a little research for me. Find out who the head guy is over at change.org so I can really cook him on air. Thank you. Really? Yeah. Wasn't this Jason Berman and Burmese? That's We Are Change. Ah, okay. It's a lefty petition site. God. Can we have Purge Day? Well, geez. I guess the only other obstacle to November 4th of this year is to try to get this vote counting issue straightened around, because it looks like the scandemic is on its way down the toity bowl where it belongs. Unbelievable. You would think that people of Texas would be upset because of the shutdown order. The information is clear. The information we have gathered is rock solid. It was a plannedemic. But I guess if you hate Donald Trump, you're willing to do anything to... And you've seen what Joe Biden has done. Sleepy Joe, his new attack is on Trump. Well, he didn't take this COVID-19 thing seriously. I knew that right from the start. Hello? I don't know what eyes people were looking at Trump with, but they weren't seeing it through my eyes, because my eyes... Don't believe your lying eyes, John. This guy was signaling that he thought this is crap right from the start. Do you remember the video when Mike Pence announced that Dr. Fauci was going to be the lead guy on the coronavirus COVID-19 taskmaster? Trump turned and looked at Pence and says, well, at least you could have told me. This was not any of Donald Trump's doing to elevate Fauci and Birx to the level of officialdom conducting the shutdown of America over a stinking flu that we get every year in this country, folks. And the madcap stuff just wasn't making any sense. I did a posting on somebody else's site Monday when I found out that Abbott was extending the COVID-19 crap. And the response I got from back from that was as expected. And I kept trying to rack my brain. Okay, so as Carol said, that it could be for the money. But see, if you didn't go along with this in the first place, why would you need the federal funds to begin with? Why do you need to get bailed out? Why do people need to be sent checks? Why? Well, everybody was referring to officialdom. Well, even the CDC had to back down. No, I guess there wasn't 150,000 deaths directly related to coronavirus. More like 9,700, and I even doubt that number. But under 10,000 for a flu season in this country? Out of a country of what, 330 million now? And you're going to wreck an entire economy, people's lives? People have been tired of getting beat up by this government sanctioning crap that it never should in the first place. Some of these people had had enough and chose suicide. May God rest their souls.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.com. www.intelreport.org.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We are back. Dave in New York. Hello, Dave.
Hello, John. Good evening. I was looking for somewhere to move to. It looks like things are going to get very bad. Do you know any property available on a different planet?
You got to wait. You got to wait in line because Bill Gates is looking for it right now.
Oh, he's probably already on the train for that.
Yeah.
I mean, it's, you know, the relocation thing is one of the biggest difficult questions in the world here. And I wanted to address something regarding information with regard to COVID-19.
How did I know you were going to bring that up?
Well, you know me pretty well. I sent you an email the other day. I don't remember what it was in it, but I don't know. But, you know, I was talking to this fellow, Steve O'Neill. He's as far as I can tell, he's one of the most intelligent people who's ever spoken on RBN. He was a guest and has been a guest on Tuesday's roundtable with John Moore. But he suggests that we have some sort of a peer review system, a system merely where people who want to talk about the issue just come together and put their minds together and listen to each other, and then go home and think about it. And I think that would be very good, because from my experience in industry, and I said this to another host, is that if we spread things which are misinformation because we maybe don't understand the situation well, it leads to a lot of inefficiencies and confusion, and we really can't make progress. It's more like what the major media is doing. You got Trump saying one thing one minute and one thing another, and you got Fauci doing the same, and, you know.
You're conflating a lot of stuff here. Get to your point, David.
My first point was we should have a peer review system where people can examine things.
Wait a minute. Stop. What exactly do you mean by a peer-reviewed system?
A peer-reviewed system is where people who have an opinion on a scientific matter put their heads together and go over and try to find out. They go over the information and they review what was said. For example, Mark Anderson put out a pamphlet recently without any peer review from others, and that's okay. But if it has errors in it, and we put that out to people, that's not a good thing at all. My second point is that the shock article about the CDC, to me, that's just baiting all the Trumpers or all the there's no virus.
Yeah, here you go again, wow. David, with the same stuff that you called in last week on the program with. And your issue was, well, this has not been peer-reviewed, and the numbers at the CDC, and then I ask you the all-important question. You yourself said you were going through the numbers, and it didn't add up, but you were looking at the CDC's numbers. You weren't going anyplace else, so now you're talking to me about peer-reviewed stuff on something an individual or a journalist or an investigator turns up, and then he's got to throw it out there for peer review to see if there's a dot missing or a T's not crossed? What are you going after here, David?
If there's a big problem, listen, for people going out and saying that the CDC claims there's under 10,000 deaths to the COVID-19, that's absolutely false.
Yeah, there you go again. And
it's
you know
false,
what, David?
But it is false.
David, I don't know what you, you know, I asked you this question before. I've been doing this for 30 years, you know what? And I've developed this good BS meter. And right now it's pegging all the way to the right. You tried the same stuff with me last week. And I'm not having any of it.
You exactly the truth. Well, show me that they said it then. They didn't say it. Show me that they did.
Oh,
I'm willing
God.
To listen.
Thank you. I don't know why you listen to this program. Why do you listen to this network?
Because there's some very good information. For example, there was
I don't need your examples. I know. I'm the head of the network. I know that there's a lot of good information we put out. And if we are in error and I catch it, I rectify that error. Thank you for your call. I don't know who this guy is or what he thinks he's trying to do here. Do you just not want to let go of reality or something? I don't know. So let me see. The political corner here. Did you know that the Black Lives Matter and the rioting is now, according to Joe Biden, it's Trump's fault. His lackluster approach to the COVID-19 emergency, that's his fault. Why all the people have died, David, in this country that didn't die of coronavirus. You know, I just don't get it. I just don't understand what is the motivation. I wonder what else, if I let this guy go on. And by the way, do me a favor. I don't want this guy on my show again. You know, I've just had enough of it. What do you got, Mike?
Ed in Utah.
Ed in Utah. Hello, Ed.
Hello, John. I had to call in. That Dave from New York, when you were off a few days ago, he called in right after my call and one other call and said virtually the same thing as he's trying here now. I've looked at the CDC, their own statement, and I didn't even have to have them admit it. But that's what this is an admission. It's an admission. It says just what you are saying it says. Where Dave's coming from is totally off the wall disinformation, almost like he's disappointed that they copped to it.
That's why, hey, Ed, that's why I just banned him from my show. Here's a guy with a mission, and he thinks he's going to accomplish it on somebody. This is why I made mention of the BS meter. It's pegging all the way to the right. I've been around a long time. I can see it, and I can smell it. And I don't know what this guy thinks he's shoveling, but he can go shovel it someplace else.
Absolutely. And so he's coming across and saying, well, they're not saying what they're saying. Yet even regardless of whether they admitted it or not, you had John Rappaport clear last May say that he'd be surprised if even 10% actually died of COVID alone. That's John Rappaport, nomorefakenews.com. You put it there last May, that statement. And then Pam Popper, even before this, and thank you for playing her here on the latest with the lawsuit in the Buckeye. But the fact is that she was talking this way in June and July about the numbers not adding up. Anybody who was anybody with Dr. Ron Paul saying the same, this is not adding up. It's people with comorbidities. It was being verified along the way for Dave in New York. He didn't want to see that part of the conversation. This is almost all this is like a confirming thing, and they may not have done it willingly. As Steve Alkins pointed out some weeks back, about a month now, Donald Trump ordered that the hospitals receiving Medicare funds, John, were to start reporting not to the CDC, but to
directly
the
to the exactly. Yes.
Right. So this could be the handiwork of Dr. Scott Atlas, that is far more in favor now with the Donald than Fauci. And so with these lawsuits emerging, with the truth coming out in a lot of quarters, Rush Limbaugh has had it with his BS meter, with these Daves and what have you. I think we are starting to see the some light at the end of the tunnel, because with Abbott, though, and DeWine and Cuomo and these freaks, they're out there tone deaf, as if nothing's happened, as if they agree with Dave from New York. Why don't they take on the CDC? Why don't they have the debate? And that's been my problem all along. There's been no legislature debate. It's been behind-the-scenes governors in their dark quarters, then emerging onto the TV screens across America, telling us how it's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing, and Dave won't admit that. And there are a lot of Daves out there, not that many. They're outnumbered by the truth seekers. But they're a problem. They're a problem. And I once knew, I can't help but think of this Jewish fellow from upstate New York I knew way back in the 70s. And when this Dave from New York calls in from Rochester or wherever, that's who comes to mind. I think he's some kind of an operative.
Well, he's not wasting any more of my time. You know, and
no,
I don't ban people from my show. I don't take that lightly. I don't do it because I can't get somebody to agree to me, with me, or whatever the case. I do this out of many years of experience. And I let the guy go on before. And then he rolls around, calls in being all nice and friendly, and then it rolled around. That's when I said, okay, here it comes. And how did I know he was going to go right back to the CDC? Because that's this guy's mission. That's his agenda.
Absolutely. And the telltale, and you didn't even know it because you were off a few days ago when they sat in for you, he called up to the host and tried the same malarkey. And the host, of course, was unsuspecting, and the one who sat in for you the other day, and let it fly because, you know, like you say, he comes off as friendly and conversational.
Mm-hmm.
But he's got that mission, and I think you've outed him here. He never says why the CDC is lying about their own admission. And never gets on them then, well, if they're saying this now, what did they say in the past? Were they alarmists? No, it's about getting on us, getting on your case, John, getting our case for taking their statement seriously. He's getting on us, on our case, and that is unacceptable. I'm glad he's banned.
I don't do that lightly because I am a staunch believer in the First Amendment. You have the right of speech. You got all of that. But you can do that on your soapbox on some street corner in a neighborhood in New York City, maybe, that's been abandoned. People are leaving there in droves. New York City has been basically destroyed by Cuomo. Destroyed. And for what? And this guy is on the damned air every single day giving his coronavirus update. He's not quitting. Right. People in New York City are quitting on Cuomo and leaving.
Yes, yes. And that's the thing. Dave from New York flies past that just like Cuomo himself. In other words, you have a possible coup in the making against our president. You have cities burning. You have all of this going on. And he wants to get on your case for pointing out the admission by the CDC, who started this whole thing with the WHO, the HWO, and Bill Gates in this whole plandemic. He wants to get on our case for calling them into question.
No, but Ed, you also heard part of his plan here that, well, all the information that comes out, that should be, he didn't use the term vetted, but that should be peer-reviewed, you know, slow the information flow down, as if it's not slow enough and barely trickling. We're one of the faucet drips out here that's still operating, not a capacity it should.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we've got to have peer-reviewed information. We've got to debate this and then convolute it and twist it upside down and get people so confused that you get nothing from it. Standard tactic.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. And he's operating much like the CDC, as Rappaport pointed out. When it comes to peer review, they had decades to peer review these PCR tests of theirs, and they didn't do it.
Yeah.
All these laboratories are there's no uniform testing of any of them, and that's why all these false positives emerged, which fit right into their game plan. They had no desire to get a standard going. Standards is not what their desire is. It's propaganda and the takeover of this country through the white coat as a cover.
And it damn near worked, not only in this country, but worldwide.
Absolutely. Well, if it wasn't for John Stadtmiller and to some extent Alex Jones even, when he got his head on straight about it and jettisoned people like Dave, who do I mean? Mike Adams, who was a fear porn man for a while there. When Alex got his head on straight about that, well, then he could be a vector for better information, no pun intended.
Yeah.
And but others, it's too bad that even Jeff Rantz got alarmed by all this COVID and thought it was
Jeff believes in little green men, too. And I'm not saying that they don't exist, but I don't think they've visited our planet. Do you, Ed?
No. I go with what I see.
Yeah.
I don't see aliens. I don't rule out that there are other people, but I'm not going to lose sleep over what is way out there. It's interesting, and it's being intrigued by the universe at large. But by and large, I go with what's here in front of me and what is the principles that guide my existence, as you say, John, always until we shuffle off this mortal coil,
you're saying.
And there you go. And other than that, a lot of that is bilge. A lot of that is distraction. And I want to go with it. And now Rentz has had his head on straight for so much, and he's, again, a good source for a lot of information. Not like RBN. Not like, you know, and that's one thing I want to leave you with. John, I want to thank you for shows like Ingrid Castle. She has done what you have also done, melded many on the old classical left. Some of them anti-vaxxers have actually joined forces. And many of the people that followed Pam Popper are looking at RBM websites and saying, you know what, they had a point about 9/11 being an inside job. And some of them are for the first time learning about the USS Liberty. That's because there's some crossover happening now. And had RBN not survived to be here, a lot of that information would have been lost because they would not have gotten that picture from InfoWars.
Well, Alex had his chance. He had his notoriety. He had the money. And Alex is a damaged person. I don't think he's got the ability to recover. But being that is that we're here, we're functionable, and I do believe, Ed, that we are trustworthy.
Absolutely. And like I said before, you are the clearinghouse. In fact, I look at the RBN web news service as every bit as important now as the talking, as the talk part.
Ed, I have stressed this, that people need to visit our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and grab the stories and send it to their email list. It accomplishes two things, Ed. It's the information, and it's also advertising to these people that, hey, this is where I got this information. Check them out.
Right.
All right,
that
Ed,
right.
I'm up against
Thank
the break.
You, John.
Thank you. I appreciate your call very much. AstraZeneca shares plunge as human trial for COVID-19 vaccine. Why is it halted? Oh, adverse reaction to a vaccine? Tell me it ain't so.
Financial burden and causing you grief. Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the home. Homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
We are back. The next caller I'm going to bring on the air is from New York. And Ken, I just ran your $200 donation during the break. So, and I know you're not a rich guy, and I just want to thank you for your support.
Well, I was hoping paying you an indulgence would buy me a front seat to Cuomo's murder trial.
Brother, do you feel the tide turning here?
Well, if she gets if she wins a case out and she's going to federal court, they're going to fight like hell on this one, because this could bring a whole bunch of governors down.
Oh,
won't just be one.
Just imagine the litigation. Now, you know, where's the tip here? That, well, these viruses, okay, well, we've got to come up with these inoculations, and we know vaccine is not 100%, so you can't sue us if we kill your kid, or we kill your wife, or we kill your husband. You can't. You got to go to vaccine court. That was tip number one to me. Anytime somebody does this to rig the game to make and protect what they're doing, oh, baby, rip that cover off and take a good, long, deep look into what they're trying to hide.
You know, I was thinking about peer review, and I don't think that peer review actually works, because most of the people that are doing the peer review would end up having their careers stunted if a whole bunch of them disagreed with whatever pharmaceutical company
And Ken, you know, there was no pushback by the media. There was no countervailing information that went against the officialdom out there. They thought they had this lockdown. And the people that did hit the internet, these were good, credible doctors, and they had the bona fides to talk about the coronavirus. They had a stake in this. They saw the mistakes. They saw what was going on, but they were just deplatformed. They figure that I'm surprised that they haven't shut the internet down, because this is how a lot of the information is dispersed, but they don't control everything. And even in spite of that, Ken, we're able to get information out to people, and the tides are turning.
Amazing. Something has to be done about the licensing system, because surely it is just being used to punish people without any evidence.
Yeah, yeah. Ken, I appreciate your call, my friend, and I thank you for your donation. I sincerely appreciate it. And
good night.
Speaking of which, I looked at the bank account, and we're not doing well. So, folks, if you want to keep the network alive, and it's a place people trust, and we're going to get a boost here in about 2 or 3 weeks as to listenership to this network. We've hung in long enough. At least we're going to get a break here with the exposure of Republic Broadcasting, and it's going to be worldwide. Tom in Utah. Hello, Tom.
Hi there, John.
Hi.
Hey, just peer review is a joke, because all of them are locked into the AMA. They're locked into their fellowship, and if they go contrary, they get my kind of treatment. They end up blind, broke, and homeless.
There you go.
But anyway, I just wanted to tell you, I'm neighbors and friends to Mr. Ed. It's really hard as I pull back on the reins, lean backwards in the saddle, that he runs even faster.
You get
bites that bit.
We got some good people in Utah. Tom, I got to run. Yeah. We're out of time, my friend. I appreciate your call very much.
Well, I just wanted to tell you, every person I speak to, and I speak to people all over the world, I say, how's the COVID doing? They say, what are you talking about? I said, how many of your friends and neighbors have died with it or even been sick?
Tom, seriously, I am out of time. We're gone. But thanks for your call.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.